The Calavici girls are in the project's parking lot. Their father has requested that they clean his car. Maxine is sitting in the passenger seat, messing with the radio dials. Ruth and Janet are on either side of the car, attempting to straighten whatever mess has been created on the floor. Sharon is vacuuming the seats.
I hear your voice, and it keeps me hanging on.
I think so.
Who would have known that one man creates such an awful mess?
Maxine! Turn that crap off! Disco isn't crap. I don't want to listen to some music. It breaks the monotony of the task our dear father so lovingly assigned us.
Ew! Yuck! Ew! Oh, man! What a place to find one of these things! How did he get between the seats?
Ew! What is that?
One of Dad's cigars. Yuck! From the mold, I'm guessing it's been there for a while. Ugh, where did I put my wet naps? Oh, there they are.
Clean freak.
Yeah, but do you know how many germs that thing could have had? That's one of the most disgusting things in the world.
I agree. I wish Daddy would realize how nasty those cigars are. Oh, they really reek.
Oh, I don't know. I kinda like smelling the smoke on Dad's clothes whenever I hug him. It's a very unique scent.
Yeah, uniquely gross.
I remember as a little girl, I would jump into Daddy's lap and ask him to read me a story. As he would read, I would lay my head on his chest, smelling the cigar smoke mingled with the peppermints he would use to mask the smell on his breath. Mom really loved that he tried to make his breath smell good.
Well, I wish he would start eating those mints again. His breath smells so nasty.
Not only that, but he's going to end up getting cancer in the mouth one of these days if he doesn't cut down on the smoking. Or even worse, he could get lung cancer. Remember that it runs in the family.
Dad won't get cancer. He's strong as an ox and stubborn as a mule.
That doesn't matter. He could still get sick.
He won't.
Yes, he will if he keeps this up.
Of course you would know. Miss knows everything about medicine known to mankind.
It isn't like you to know anything about medicine. You don't even know when someone has a chicken pox.
Hey, that wasn't my fault. There was a large population of mosquitoes that year.
Girls, that's enough.
Oh, shut up, Janet. Just let him fight.
Typical response from you.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means you're an immature little punk only looking for a fight.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, you'll regret saying that.
Maxine heads for the buckets of soapy water sitting near the car. Ruth runs to catch Maxine and grabs the girl's arm as she reaches for a sopping wet sponge.
Hey, let go!
Maxine, don't even think about it.
Just watch me. Oh, you're gonna get it.
Maxine, you wouldn't! Put that sponge down, Maxine!
Oh, yes, I would.
I'm sorry! I didn't mean it! Please, just put the sponge down!
Like hell you didn't! Take that!
Maxine!
Uh-oh.
You did not just do that.
Janet, I'm so sorry. I was aiming at Sharon. But then she ducked and...
I don't care who you were aiming at. I care who you hit.
Janet stalks to the buckets, grabs another sponge, and throws it at Maxine.
Oh my god! Ah! Oh, Janet, you hit me! Oh, now you're in for it.
Everyone's wet except... Ha! You... I'll get you!
Hold still, you little runt.
Yeah, you can't hit me.
Ah! That's cold!
Serves you right.
Sharon grabs yet another sponge. Maxine, Janet, and Ruth all grab more sponges. Soon water is flying about as sponges and bucketfuls of water are thrown in all directions. The water fight becomes so engrossing that they do not notice.
Girls! Are you gonna knock it off, or do I have to break out the water guns?
Sharon started it.
I did not! It was you!
It was both of them.
Hey, you were involved too.
So were you.
I was girls. Not.
Girls! What started all this?
We just
head. I have four of them.